Okay, my name is Janet Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, and I am the superintendent of schools for Coast Mountain School District number 82 in Terrace, Kitimat, Hazleton, Kitwanga, and Stewart.
How have the first 2 days of school been so far? Have there been no evacuations and no emergencies or outbreaks, I'm assuming? Everything's been going okay so far?
No, everything's extremely positive from Tuesday, September the 7th up to including this afternoon. I mean, I've been in all the schools in Hazleton, Kitwanga, and some in Terrace, and I will be visiting Kitimat tomorrow, but people are generally very, very positive.
Awesome. And Janet, has there been any installations of new infrastructure such as ventilation or anything like that in any of the schools in your district?
Not new installation to ventilation, but some tweaking to our ventilation procedures so that we have more air exchange throughout the day. So some of the settings have been changed, and our MERV filters have all been changed, and they are changed on a regular basis. And we are meeting, if not exceeding, the ministry's expectation for ventilation.
Oh, that's excellent to hear. I'm sure that the parents and students and staff and teachers are that's a big relief for them as well. Speaking of staff and reactions, how have the reactions been by staff, employees, students and parents? Have you had much feedback about, you know, anyone feeling particularly nervous about this year with the Delta variant? How have those reactions been so far from the couple days we've been back?
Again, I feel quite positive about the response from both community members as well as employees of the school district and students, for that matter. No one perhaps thought or expected that we may still have restrictions in September of 2021, but we do, and people are coping with it the best that they can. We have experience. We did it all last year. Our sector, our education sector, has, in my opinion, led the way in COVID strategies and maximizing student in-class instruction. That was our number one goal last year, maximizing face-to-face student instruction. And we were, in our opinion, quite successful in that regard.
Oh, great. And I just have two more questions for you. Could you list what those restrictions have been?
Well, they are the requirement for students in grades 4 through 7 to mask up, and for all staff to be masked, and the encouragement of students in K-3 to wear masks, the daily health check that is required by every employee and every family every day, the expectation that people will stay home when they're sick. Those are the most influential and most impactful interventions that BCCDC has recommended, or they are in the guidelines.
When September 13th happens for the vaccine passport mandate, how are schools affected?
Schools are not impacted by the vaccine card. We have guidelines for K-9 that do not require a vaccine card, because vaccine cards are being instituted in non-essential sites. Schools are essential sites. Therefore, the vaccine card does not apply. However, it does apply if you're a community user group who rents out our gym every Thursday night to play pickleball. The vaccine card does apply to those people.
Okay, and so then that includes staff, both teachers, custodians, office staff as well. There's not going to be any need for proof of vaccination by any staff in the school district?
Not as a condition of their employment, no. Not unless they're part of the pickleball group on Thursday night.
Right, yeah. Okay. And I guess then, and And I don't know if you can speak on this because it is more of like a personal take on it. But how do you feel about that? Do you have any thoughts on not needing vaccine passports for school workers?
You know what? My thoughts are is that I firmly believe in people and their expertise. So when it's about science and when it's about provincial health mandates that come out from the provincial health officers team, they're the scientists. And I have faith in people's expertise.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that was it for my questions, Janet. Was there anything that I didn't ask that you think is important for our listeners in the North to know about Coast Mountain School District?
No, just that we're happy that children are back in school, and we very much look forward to taking them from where they are at in their learning at this current time and moving them forward along the learning continuum.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time today, Janet.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.